findings reveal. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. A primetime hearing tomorrow night, the first in a series by the House Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
California Democrat Congressman Pete Aguilar says the mission is important.
This is not a responsibility that anyone on the committee takes lightly, but it's absolutely necessary to set the record straight for the American public.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy suggests Democrats are using this to fire up their base before the November midterms. And McCarthy says there are more pressing issues right now.
I wish they would really have a primetime hearing on is inflation, the rise of crime in this country as well. And the border itself, how can we secure that? What about baby formula? I mean, I think those are the key issues America's looking for.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
President Biden in Los Angeles this evening, which is hosting the Summit of the Americas.
State the obvious, our region is large and diverse. We don't always agree on everything. But because we're democracies, we work through our disagreements with mutual respect and dialogue.
President saying we need more cooperation, common purpose, and transformative ideas. On migration, the president said countries will come together to discuss what he called an innovative new approach to manage it and shared responsibility. The House Oversight Committee held a hearing this afternoon on gun violence. One of those who testified, Zenaida Everhart, the mother of a Buffalo shooting victim.
No citizen needs an AR-15. These weapons are designed to do the most harm in the least amount of time.
This evening, the House passed a package of gun reform legislation which would raise the age for purchasing a semi-automatic weapon and prohibit the sale of ammunition magazines of more than 15 rounds. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An updated version of an existing COVID vaccine promises to be more effective against the virus's newer variant.
Moderna says the next version of its COVID shot will do a better version at warding off illness due to the coronavirus Omicron variant. The pharma company's preliminary data shows an 8-fold increase in preventing symptoms in people infected with Omicron. The new formula will need review by federal health regulators. Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are set to meet later this month to discuss vaccine updates. Pfizer is also working on a new version of their vaccine. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new study finds that U.S. death rates are improving faster in Democratic counties than Republican ones.
Using data from the CDC and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital looked at mortality rates from more than 3,000 counties in all 50 states, finding that death rates fell by 22% in Democratic counties, but only 11% in Republican ones. The study, published this week in the British Medical Journal, says the so-called mortality gap widened across leading causes of death in the U.S., including heart disease, cancer, drug overdoses, and suicide. The authors of the study say they saw a larger drop in death rates in Democratic counties after the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Six men who came to Central Florida as part of the Haitian delegation for the 2022 Special Olympics USA Games are missing. The men, ranging in age from 18 to 32, were involved with a soccer team. They were last seen Monday near the ESPN Wide World of Sports complex, where some of the competitions are being held. According to Special Olympics organizers, five of the men are not Special Olympics athletes, and one is an adult with an intellectual disability. The local sheriff's office says says no foul play is suspected. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.